Life Audio.
Hi, friends. It's Bonnie Gray. Welcome to a fresh new episode of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. It's a wonderful time for us to get together, take a break in our day, and well, one of the things you hear about over and over again is about gratitude and how important gratitude is towards our mental health well-being. But the question is, how do you be filled with gratitude if there is stress happening? How do we find peace when we have anxiety, or if we're feeling feelings of depression, or we're waking up and we're just dreading the day? This is the interesting question we're going to answer today, because we all go through it.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We all know, perhaps, that gratitude is good for us. We know we should give thanks. We may be thankful in our minds. We are people who understand all the amazing things God has done for us and given us. But how do we feel that gratitude so that it can wash out the negative feelings, so that we can find peace when things are just not put together in a nice bow? That's real life gratitude. How can we find that? Well, we're going to talk about and explore that topic today on Breathe. I'm your host. I'm the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. God has led me on that journey to find beauty out of brokenness. I'm the author of Whispers of Rest, which inspired this podcast about soul care, finding peace for our bodies and emotions. And I'm the author of Finding Spiritual White Space. I'm making an intentional effort to tell you about my books because guess what? September 6th is Read a Book Day, National Read a Book Day. Oh my goodness, I have to tell you about this. We are all book lovers, and that's happening this week. Those of us who are bookworms, this is really a happy day for us. Research shows that if we read a book, now one that you hold in your hands, it helps put your body into a restful state. Now, interestingly enough, 20% statistics show that 20% of us do read digital books. And of course, that is wonderful. It's very slows us down, helps us to take a break mentally from our problems and our worries. We need that. God has given us things like love of books, love of stories to take us to a different place, to give us that mental break. But it does show for those of us who want to sleep better at night, I'm raising my hands. How about you? Research shows that when you do read a physical book, something about the tactile experience of turning pages and when your eyes actually look at printed words on a research shows that your body, your heart rate will slow down, will become more restful. Your whole mood will start to relax. And so pick up a book. If you haven't got a chance to read my books yet, please pick up a book. Sweet Like Jasmine has been named by the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association as the 2022 Christian Book Award finalist. And it's a story of what happened when I went back to try to find my father, who left when I was 7, and what God showed me along the way about my true worth. And it's not just about me. It's a story to draw all of us, because each of our story matters. And when we look back into the past, we can see that God was with us. And we look at the pain, we look at the sorrow, but we also see how he uses it to shape us. And that from there grows gratitude. When we look at and we see, you know what? God is faithful. God cares for us. God takes what nobody else might cherish, and he loves us. He accepts us. So looking back in our stories is a way to be able to find gratitude. Reading a book, reading somebody else's stories, it just kind of reminds us of things that maybe we put to the side, and we realize, wow, I'm thankful for how God led me through this valley. And so it gives us encouragement to go through those hard places even now, doesn't it? I want to share with you, not only is it National Read a Book Day this week, it's also National Feel the Love Day. I was so happy when I saw this, even the whole name of it, National Feel the Love Day. Oh, here are some fun facts about love, and not just romantic love, but love for our children, love for our friends, love for whoever in your life, maybe a mentor. I want you to think of that woman in your life that just has been that caring presence, that listening ear. Now, even women that may not have a part in our lives now, God brings people on our paths in different chapters and different seasons. So even if maybe perhaps now they're not an active, engaged part of your life, God has that beautiful blessing of bringing them on your path right when he knew you needed them. I want you to think back on that friend that helped you carry your cross. Just like, you know, there was a stranger that just suddenly happened to appear on the path when Jesus was carrying his cross. And yet that was a person, even Jesus himself needed somebody to help him carry the cross when his body just gave out and it was just too hard. Who is that person for you? When you think of them, oh, doesn't it give you that sense of gratitude? Like, my goodness, who am I that somehow God brought this person right in that moment? Well, there's some fun facts about love. One, cuddling can cure headaches. The release of oxytocin during cuddling acts as a painkiller. No wonder we all love our pets, right? I actually don't have a pet. I have an allergy to pets. I love dogs. I can be around dogs, short hair dogs. I can pet them, but maybe you love your pet. Maybe you have a little one to cuddle if you're a grandparent or you're a mom, or maybe you are a teacher and you can give hugs to your students, or you're serving a church for the little ones. Those hugs are so important. They release oxytocin during cuddling and it acts as a painkiller. And so maybe you volunteer even to hug those that need a hug. If you're volunteering with people, anytime we're working with people in ministry, you know, I'm a hugger. Are we raising our hands? We can give side hugs. We can give bear hugs. We can give little pat hugs. Make sure that you give somebody a hug this week. I tell my kids that I need to give you at least 3 to 4 hugs a day, because I always want them to eat fruit 3 times a day, and 4 is even better, but morning, mid, day, and evening. And then before we go to bed, we get a 4th one. So when they come home, I give them a hug. Hug, hug, hugs. I didn't grow up with a lot of hugs. Those of you who read Sweet Like Jasmine remember me writing about my grandma. Oh my goodness, my grandma was the one that gave me the hugs. And so, you know what? Every hug counts. Every hug counts. Okay, second, heartbreak can affect your physical health. You know, when we have heartbreak, it can trigger shortness of breath and even chest pains. You know, when we say like, oh, I have a heartache. It's true. Well, God just wants to encourage us. God is love. And he has brought fruits of the Spirit. There are people that will give you love, but we do need to dare to share our stories. Share our stories. And that's another part of Sweet Like Jasmine that I want to invite you to pick up the book. But you know, one of the reasons why I love doing this podcast, I love doing the newsletter, please sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe if you haven't done so, is because I just want to share God's love the way he has given me love during those time of heartache and during those time of pain. And I do understand that, you know, emotional pain is also physical pain. So don't minimize your pain. Don't compare your pain. Don't say, well, I didn't go through what this other person went through, so I guess I need to just be thankful. No, it's saying, you know what? This is hurting me now. And I can give thanks that God understands it. And so I'm going to move towards sharing this with someone. That is a source of gratitude, knowing, you know what? God cares about my pain. And it'll move you if you realize that God cares about whatever's hurting or aching your heart. You can move towards what can help soothe you and what comforts you. And this is what this time is for, just to remind you that you're important and you're valuable. The things that give you comfort. I recently, this is kind of funny, but this is among us sisters. I decided I need to get a refresh on my PJs. You know, when I was going through COVID and working on my book number 4, oh my gosh, I was in my PJs so much, writing in my PJs, taking naps in my PJs, just kind of like just recuperating my PJs. And I said, I need to buy some new PJs. I've been living in these too long. Praise God. I just submitted my final edits for book number 4. Stay tuned. I'm going to tell you about it. So subscribe to my newsletter. And of course, I'll tell you on this podcast when it is ready for the pre-order, bursting with excitement. I wrote this for you. But anyways, I went to Target and I was like, I'm getting some PJs. I'm throwing my old ones out. So what is it that God wants you to move towards to receive his love? He's not physically here, but you know, we often say God is our hands and our feet, right? You need to receive that love through your own hands and feet. What do you need to put action towards, your feet towards or your hands towards, so that you can let God love you? It could be as something simple and practical as getting a fresh new pair of PJs. And so I just want to encourage you, whatever it is that's inspiring you to feel love, move towards that. And it could even be like a color. If you're drawn to a particular color, move forward to buy some flowers, or maybe as you're picking a new journal, a new notebook for the fall, this is what I love to do, pick up that color. My color is teal right now. And teal represents refreshment and energy. What's yours? I shared these two things as a way to inspire you towards gratitude. It's looking back in the past and seeing God was there and encourage us to know he is there now. Gratitude also comes from taking action. Sometimes we don't feel that gratitude, and that means we need to move towards action that can bring us gratitude. And it most often occurs when we take care of ourselves better. And I say soul care, because when we bring God's presence into it, self-care becomes soul care, because you're nurturing who you are as God's daughter. And third, when you take action towards another person, gratitude surfaces when we engage and love on others. We experience the goodness of life. You know, gratitude studies show it just offers a way for your brain to be lit up with positivity, and it moves your brain, your thoughts, in creating the path towards things that generate positive feelings, and it will lift your mood. There was a study with nearly 300 adults. They were seeking counseling services at the university. And one randomized group, they wrote gratitude letter each week for 3 weeks. So that's just 3 gratitude letters. But guess what? They reported significantly better mental health, even at a follow-up 12 weeks later. That means 3 months later, those 3 weeks of writing one letter of gratitude a week lifted their mood up. So it's really important that this practice, when you write down these 3 good things, that's when the gratitude and the mood lifting comes up. Well, I tell you that I always share a tip that's based on science, but it's inspired by God's word. Well, this is our verse for this week. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I love this. I love this. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, pray without ceasing. That's 17. It leads into give thanks in every circumstance. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in every circumstance. I like to read the verse before because it says, pray without ceasing. That means, you know what? Even as there is stress in life and I'm praying for this situation that's so hard, I'm feeling anxious or I'm feeling stressed out because of it at the same time. Okay. Not to negate it, but at the same time, I can also give thanks. And remember, giving thanks is taking action to care for yourself. And in that motion and movement, then that gratitude will surface. And the word thanks in every circumstance, the word thanks is Eucharistos. And Eucharistos has two parts. I wanted to share this with you. It's just so beautiful. That helped to me. The root word Eucharisteo has the word good and the word grace. And charis is grace. And the root word of grace is gift. So that is what inspired me. I say, okay, what can I find in my day that is a gift that I see as I take a walk? I see those beautiful flowers. That's a gift. Thank you, God. Oh, it feels so beautiful. Or a gift that I give my children. I'm giving them the gift of a hug. I'm giving them the gift of sitting down and just listening. I'm giving my husband some attention in the evening by making him some fruit and saying, here, honey, tell me about your day. All these things that we can receive gifts and give gifts, they surface this sense of gratitude. So think of gratitude as a gift, your awareness of noticing those gifts, and that will lead to this beautiful sense of gratitude. So what are those three things for you, friend? I want you to name them. What are those three gifts? And I want you to just tell the Lord, and may your heart be renewed. Dear God, thank you so much. We have a chance to just quiet ourselves and think about the love that you have for us and the gifts that you put in our path, the quiet gifts. And thank you, Lord, for the people that you've brought into our lives, that when we think of them, we are reminded that you care for us. Thank you, God, also that there are things that we can do to help bring ourselves comfort and calm in the midst of the stress that you see and understand that is so hard. Thank you for loving us. And I lift up my friend who's listening. Touch her with your peace and fold her hand into yours so she can feel the warmth of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, sign up for my newsletter. I keep saying it because I pour my heart and soul to encourage you. TheBonnieGray.com/subscribe. Hop on over to Instagram and Facebook at The Bonnie Gray. I've got lots of wonderful encouragement. I'll see you next time and share this with a friend. Yes, let's get the word out. Thank you.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh,
Don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with Hyper Gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.